Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, wow, CNN is running live with an anti-ICE interview with John Gorimindi, Democrat, California. Unbelievable. Wow, this shooting is happening. I swear I will never watch these networks again. Look, it's all tied together, Lee. I mean, you had the UN funding the invasion of America. Incredible that Trump said that. Yes, just right to their faces. You funded the invasion of this country. I mean, it's staggering the size of it. $372 million to send over 629,000 illegal immigrants to the U.S. So that's cash cards, paying for their transportation, paying for their hotels, paying for water, for, their clothing, all of it. Brand new phones. Wouldn't you like a new phone? Yeah, you don't get one unless you're an illegal immigrant. To invade this country. And Trump called them out on it, right? Well, I mean, look at the escalation of the desperation. Tom Homan, beginning of the week, Trump's deportation. That's why all this is happening. Trump's deportation czar announces this.
We're at over 400,000 deportations. And that's just since the president took office. Over 1.5 million illegal aliens, close to 1.6 illegal aliens already left the country on their own. Why? Because they see what ICE is doing out there every day. One of the reasons we have the most secure border in the history of this nation, because ICE is out there, over 1,000 teams all across the country arresting people. So a lot of people have left, a lot of people aren't coming, which helps to secure that border. And that was a part of the strategy from the beginning. We said if we show consequences, we show them we're actually out there looking for them, many will leave. So we knew a large population would leave, and over 1.5 million have. But what's to come? ICE is getting 10,000 more agents. Right now, they got 5,000 deportation officers. We're tripling the size of the workforce. We're adding more detention beds. We're adding more flights and more transportation. So the numbers are going to explode here right this next coming year.
So that's a total of 2 million, Lee. 400,000 deported by Tom Homan's team, 250 days, and another 1.5 million self-deports. This is what Democrats and their shock troops, we're going to find out the shock troops were sponsored by Democrats. This is why they're panicking. And this is why right now we're watching live at least three people shot at the Dallas ICE facility. The gunman turned the gun on himself, as you reported earlier. And then also they're saying there may be multiple gunmen. They're not sure. That often happens, though, with a shooting. Yeah. They think there's multiple gunmen and then there aren't. So I don't know. But
early
that's
reports are always very
sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's chaos.
And there's been no report yet that I've seen identified, you know, who these people are.
Who've been shot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know if this is ICE or law enforcement or maybe some detainees that were be taken in. And there's been no confirmation on that. They refer to this as a sally port. And that's primarily what that is an intake area where detainees are escorted in by law enforcement into the facility.
Yeah. Yeah, and that comes on the heels of, and I've been on this for 2 days now. I mean, last night's violent, surround the building, overwhelm the ICE agents by left-wing protesters, all while Democrats pretend it's not going on or join them, is this time it was in Eugene, Oregon, and it's the same MO. Police do not come when called. We've never seen anything like this in America. Oh, those people are coming to hurt you? They were coming to assault you. They were coming to intimidate you. Well, see, those are Democrats, and we're a Democrat city, so we just don't respond. You have no rights. I got to wonder, Lee, and this is coming, okay? We have seen this in L.A. is where it started. Portland every night. Eugene last night. Chicago on Friday and New York last week. The police don't come. They did in New York, but every other place they don't. Will the police come in a shooting like this? Will the ambulances come, or they just let the ICE agents bleed out? Just curious how that's going to go. Would Democrats have a plan for that? This is Texas, so this is Dallas. So that's not going to happen. The police will come. But what happens? At what point do they allow the police to dispatch to handle the violent left-wing protesters? Do Democrats have a plan for that? Is it, well, after the shooting, we'll send the police? Or no, we don't even get shooting then. Do we get an ambulance? I'm totally curious about that. I don't know. We've never seen this in America before. I don't know what the rules are.
I haven't heard of any plans from any Democrats recently. In fact, the only thing we hear from Democrats is, you know, Nazi, white supremacist, fascist, dictator, tyrant. I mean, that's all we hear. We never hear about any plans, any type of action that should be taken, any proposals, any type of negotiation. So,
how about this? Before we violently accost the ICE facilities, before Democrat mayors like Karen Bass, as the UK Daily Mail reported, go to their dispatch centers when the ICE building is surrounded by violent protesters who outnumber the ICE agents, and you make sure personally, as she did, that no police were dispatched. Before we do all that, how about the Democrats just change the law? How about they just make it illegal for ICE to go after illegal? How about they end ICE? Why don't you just propose that?
Well, that would be what they refer to as democracy, wouldn't it?
That would be democracy. Why? Here's the crazy thing. Why aren't they proposing it? Why shoot? Why kill? Why assault? Why harass these agents? Why throw bricks through their buildings? Why not go fight to change the law? You guys want open borders? Fight for that. Propose it. But they're not. They're not. And I think the panic is real, and it's all tied together. Lee, because you see this, you know, Mike Johnson again tweeted, and I had to double check it, okay, because I thought this can't be real when I saw it. This can't really be a Speaker Mike Johnson tweet, right? This is the crazy guy. That's no real. I saw it on Gab, and a lot of stuff on there is, you know, it can be admittedly fake at times. And I was like, he didn't tweet that. And I went on his Twitter feed. He did. He says, Washington Democrats, he's the Speaker of the House, obviously, the Republicans, Republican leader, Washington Democrats are now officially threatening a government shutdown unless they get reinstatement of free health insurance for illegal aliens. I mean, $500 million for liberal news outlets and other partisan priorities? Yeah, because you mean, why, they're not, can't even make any money? You put Jimmy Kimmel on. I mean, shoot, he's lost 45% of his audience since January. By the way, our side should not push for Kimmel to be taken off the air. He's so badly, we might actually get a liberal who's funny. That could be dangerous. So, and I was just for so we know, I'm all for Kimmel. I want Kimmel to stay on the air. Honey, lose another 45% of your audience.
Now,
you
that's
go right
an interesting
ahead.
Concept. A liberal that's funny?
I don't know of any. There may be some. I just don't know who they are.
Yeah. That would be an interesting concept.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm all for Kimmel. I don't want anybody else. They might actually be talented, and that, you know, who wants that, right? So yeah, definitely keep Kimmel. Yeah,
it's always one of those situations where when you want to remove some leader or somebody, you don't know what's coming next. So
right, exactly. So I mean, if Kimmel could take him from like 1.9 million audience in January to 1.1 now, and imagine what he could do by like June. Well, I just wonder, like, if he's down to his last 100,000 or something, like, will they finally take him off or no? It'll just be him and Chuck Schumer sitting up there. And Chuck will write the talking points.
Yeah.
As he dies. I'm not exaggerating. Literally, the Daily Beast wrote that.
Kimmel can say, this just handed to me by Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. They might as well. I mean, the Daily Beast is broken. I mean, they come right from his office. So, I mean, I don't know. Texter writes, breaking news, Jimmy Kimmel says the shooter at the ICE facility is MAGA. Oh,
okay.
Make it not be true.
Yes.
That's the funny thing is you see that and you're like, is he going to do a bit on that or? Okay.
I just hope nobody's dumb enough to be commenting on Ryan. We have no idea. Nobody knows who this is.
But these ICE facilities, we can say, have become flashpoints all over the country. And you are when the word gets out, Lee, and it is definitely out because I'm talking about it. To all of these shooters and Antifa types and John Brown Gun Club, that 911 will not respond in Democrat cities to ICE facilities. That rings the dinner bell, and that is the problem. That's the problem. They know it. That's what's drawing them to these facilities like it last night in Eugene, Oregon, where the police would not put it down. The ICE, the protesters, the left-wing protesters dressed in black bloc. By the way, faces covered in masks.
Yes, well, they expect ICE agents to be uncovered.
Right, so they can better find them right. To beat them later, exactly. I suppose. Yeah. You know, they're there. The police never came. They had to send federal police in to liberate the people trapped in the ICE building last night in Eugene, Oregon. It happens every night in Portland, Oregon. They have to keep snipers permanently on the roof to repel the left, the violent left. And yes, there is coordination because the mayors of these cities do not send the police. They're all Democrats. Again, started in LA. So this, when you do that, you are begging for this to continue, and the Democrats are. And now they're going out there, they're congressional candidates, politicians, and they're standing out there with the black bloc thugs, as happened in New York, giving speeches. So, I mean, again, if somebody gets hurt here, if somebody dies here, and this is a left-wing thug again, this is straight on the Democrats. No more pretending they don't know what's going on here and they're confused. I'm sick and tired of that because they know exactly what's going on here and they're egging it on, all of it. And it's maddening. It is. But you know what it is? It's a sign that we're winning and they don't know what it is to lose. And so they are just, you know, they're just going back to the basics of, you know, violent confrontation, violent resistance. Texter writes, ambulances will be sent if the injured is a detainee, i.e. an illegal immigrant, but held back if an ICE agent is injured. I don't know. I'm asking the question because I don't know right now. Texter writes, but Tara, they have gun laws in blue cities. By the way, Dallas is a blue city, theoretically. And the mayor switched partisan affiliations, but it is blue. Texter writes, Tara, shut the government down until the Congress passes 12 individual spending bills that balance the budget. I love government shutdowns so long as their government employees get fired in the process. Yeah, again, Lee, that's a good point. Mike Johnson is once again passing ACR after taking a massive vacation. In other words, Nancy Pelosi's budget again. It's
like Groundhog Day.
It's like Groundhog Day. I know it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Donald Trump warning about the green scam, about green energy.
They've said this is a disaster, what's happening. They were going all green. All green is all bankrupt. That's what it represents. And it's not politically correct. I'll be very badly criticized for saying it, but I'm here to tell the truth. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
He doesn't care anymore. Almost being killed to do that to you. He continued lecturing the UN on how they, their countries, these European countries, are absolutely decimating their manufacturing base. To achieve carbon gas reductions that don't even matter because China is now belting out more carbon gas than ever.
Of course, their country's fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And I'm really good at predicting things, you know? They actually said during the campaign, They had a hat, the best-selling hat. Trump was right about everything. I've been right about everything. And I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail. And if you don't stop people that you've never seen before, that you have nothing in common with, your country is going to fail. I'm the president of the United States, but I worry about Europe. I love Europe. I love the people of Europe. And I hate to see it being devastated by energy and immigration. This double-tailed monster destroys everything in its wake, and they cannot let that happen any longer. You're doing it because you want to be nice.
No, they're not. They're doing it so they have, so they cause such energy depletion that they create an emergency that then requires the government, liberal leaders, to seize means of production of energy and control it. And food as well. Food is, of course, delivered using energy. It's the communist tactic, goes back to the USSR. Mark Morano with Climate Depot said this speech is one for the history books.
It was the most significant climate energy speech by a United States president ever. He shifted and completely flipped the narrative face to face at a UN general meeting in New York City. This was a stunning speech. He went through every aspect of the carbon footprint hoax. He went through how they're going after a war on cows. He went through all of the failed predictions, the catastrophes that never happened. And he significantly went through, as he said, all the stupid countries following this idea and going along with it, where all they do is essentially lose their industrial base, empower China. It was the most comprehensive speech. And again, I think this was a speech that will live in infamy. And the reason it's so important, Todd, is he's shifting the narrative. In this age where everyone's talking about, you know, like Charlie Kirk's legacy, what Donald Trump did was essentially go to people and change hearts and minds. And he's gone beyond debating here, but he's basically saying this whole thing has been a scam. We've invested 20, 30 years into it. We have the worst possible results. It's time to bail out. It's unscientific. It's bad policy. And I think this speech will be quoted and cited because narrative, changing the narrative and flipping the narrative is one of the most significant things we've done. He's done on climate. No other repres. I mean, the Bushes, George W. Bush accepted the UN science. John McCain accepted it. Mitt Romney accepted it. George H.W. Bush never challenged it. This is the first time a U.S. president has gone head on into this narrative, and the results will be significant because it's going to change hearts and minds.
So what do you expect Trump to do next? Specifically, does he remove us
out of the Fox UN News. Climate tree? And he goes on and talks about how he thinks Trump will do that. Okay, I want to read some to you real quick. This is from New York Post today. There's a lesson here. This is exactly what Trump is talking about. $2.2 billion solar plant in California turned off after less than 10 years. Why? Never lived up to its promises. It's called Ivanpa, and it's a solar facility in California's Mojave Desert. The solar plant, which features 459-foot towers and thousands of computer-controlled mirrors known as heliostats, cost $2.2 billion to build. You paid for a lot of it, federal money. Construction began in 2010, was completed in 2014, but now it's set to close in 2026 after failing to efficiently generate solar energy. In 2011, U.S. Department of Energy under Barack Obama issued $1.6 billion in three federal loan guarantees for the projects. You paid for it. It failed. Doesn't work. It's not dependable. Ultimately, it's been more emblematic of profligate government spending and unwise bets on poorly conceived and quickly outdated technologies. Ivanpa stands as a testament to the waste and inefficiency of government-subsidized energy schemes. Now, here's the thing. You would think they'd go, okay, this doesn't work. We won't build anymore. No, Trump has to pull their permits, take their funding away to stop them from building more. Why would you build more when you know they'll fail? When you know they're susceptible to hail? When you know they do not reliably generate power to replace fossil fuels? Why would you do that? You would do it because the goal is not to reliably replace fossil fuels. It's to have an excuse to shut them down. And if you know these plants will fail or will generate some energy but fail to meet the demand, all the better. We have to think like they do. Why? Again, I've explained this over and over and over again. What was the phrase that got everybody's attention with Zohran Mamdani? Seize means of production. The left always, in their authoritarianism, especially their communist regimes, they did it in Russia, Soviet Russia, they seize food and fuel and the means of producing those things every time. They then make you stand in line to get whatever they choose to give you, and they give it out in a political fashion. Same control system everywhere. It's what China did ultimately. There's different forms of it, but it's exactly what it is. This was built to fail. They know they don't work. This is why Donald Trump is not just saying, hey, we're going to switch to fossil fuels as the focus of our energy policy. He is shutting down funding for this. They shut down funding for it in the big, beautiful bill. They end funding for it. They stop it. It's a massive waste, but it's so destructive. And the left folks, they're just trying to get back to where they were in the 70s, where there was gas lines. And you should see videos of that, what that was like. If your last name started with a certain letter, then you can get gas on certain days. And if you ran out of gas, couldn't get to work, oh well. All self-created. Ronald Reagan ended it. They want to get back there because if you control food and fuel, folks, that's more powerful than anything you do with a bullet. That's what this is about. He said, Trump's right. This has nothing to do with being green. They do not care. And you know how you know they don't care? Because when they shut their factories down, more crank up in China and they pollute. They don't have pollution controls. And Democrats don't care. Liberals don't care. Because the goal has nothing to do with clean energy at all. It's about total control in the West. Wow. It's not working, folks. Not at all. Democrats most affected. It's now been confirmed that over this Department of Homeland Security reporting, 151,000 Americans have applied to be ICE agents, even in the face of mounting terror attacks, threats against them, and outright murder by Antifa. And Antifa-related groups in Alvarez and in Vermont, two separate incidents. And a failed third incident where a security officer was shot in the neck, but they failed to kill him. 151,000. You know what just gives me the chills about this? If you want to fight for your country, many people have that calling, that urge. And I understand more than ever, you want to do something, right? You want to fight for your country. You join our military, you can't fight for our country. Not very easily you can. You end up fighting for somebody else's country or having fights in somebody else's country most of the time. Some of those are key and tactical, like taking back Bagram Air Force Base when Afghanistan has now become one hellhole of an Al-Qaeda training camp. I mean, that's what they do in that country now is Al-Qaeda training camps. We're going to have to go back there. We got no choice. Not to take the country. I don't want to do that. I just want to take Bagram and patrol it from the air. It'll save a lot of lives later. But you can't really fight for your country in our military, but you can by joining ICE. Now, under the Democrats and George Bush, but then I repeat myself, you could join ICE or the Border Patrol or INS, as it was called then. You couldn't really defend your country. Not really. You weren't allowed to. Your hands were tied. And then, you know, Democrats, and to some extent, George Bush just made it, because it was George Bush, the first true caravans came through. It just wasn't covered because we didn't have conservative media then. It was just the infancy of the internet. You ended up being more of a welcome wagon, but you can truly, this is the first time you can actually really, truly fight for your country against incredibly dangerous people. You can do it to some extent, joining the military. I mean, we've got the Pentagon now bombing, as we should, those drug boats, and that's going to work long term. But I mean, you can actually tactically fight for your country. You will end up risking your life for your country because you're going to have to stare down leftists and cartel members they're allied with. Trisha McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, says these men and women who have applied, which is more than 151,000 of them, which is just remarkable considering we were set out to recruit 10,000. We've got 151,000 applications. They recognize that call and they want to defend our homeland. And one of the things they did, they lifted the age restrictions off of it. And Tom Homan was talking about this. He said, it's amazing. It is so touching. We have like police chiefs who are way overqualified to be ICE agents, but they want to come out of retirement. So they just want to do something to save their country from the voter drive, the UN invasion. that we now know, as Trump called out, was funded by the UN. Meanwhile, in California, folks, do you see what happened overnight? California had just about achieved its energy goal, which is to eliminate energy, and particularly oil and fossil fuel, and then just re-import it from somebody who produces it more dirty than they do. That was the goal. But then Gavin Newsom wants to be president, so they got to do something. So did you see what happened this week? They finally expedited permits that have been needed for years by these companies that are shutting down, leaving the state. Why? Because Gavin Newsom has to look like he wants to have energy for long enough to get elected president. But I want to go back through how we got here to where California has just, over the last few days, had to, emergency expedite the permits it's been withholding to keep, they hope, these companies from fleeing the former American territory of California. Take a listen.
Governor Gavin Newsom's administration was in the hot seat today as California is set to lose two oil refineries within the next year. Those closures will come after the governor and his administration pushed and successfully passed new regulations on the oil industry within the last few years.
Now, lawmakers are now worried how this is going to impact California drivers and their cost of living. KCRA 3 Capital correspondent Ashley Zavala takes a closer look at what could be next.
Yeah, they don't care about those people. It's all about Gavin Newsom needs to get elected. Here we go.
Democratic lawmakers signaling they may be losing trust with some of these agencies.
I know that what climate leadership does not look like, and that is $10 gas.
California's clean air push facing pushback from both political parties. Lawmakers worry state regulators have kept drivers, workers, and Californians overall as an afterthought as two oil refiners prepare to shut down within the next year. Those two account for about 20% of the state's oil refining capacity. Lawmakers grilled the leaders of the state agencies that regulate the oil and gas industry, including California Air Resources Board Chair Leanne Randolph, Vice Chairman of the California Energy Commission Siva Gunda, and the Department of Petroleum Market Oversight Director Ty Milder.
We have a crisis on our hand that may have been self-created by the actions that perhaps have been taken by the state, by regulators.
That's not a crisis. You wanted to run out of fuel. Then you can regulate it. You can seize means of production, create the emergency. The only problem right now is just a problem for Gavin Newsom being elected president so he can do the same nationwide. Now, listen to the situation California's got itself in. These are the same climate policies at the UN that Trump trashed yesterday.
Gunda told lawmakers California will likely need to have oil imported from other parts of the world by ships.
So we really have only one choice there today, which is, you know, increasing imports. Based on our work right now, that will be very tight for the North.
Increase in imports, which means that you have more vessels who what I've heard also, if you increase the vessels, then that means more emissions because we don't control those vessels and the emissions at which they bring. Is that correct?
You are correct that additional marine traffic would implicate air quality issues beyond state waters that we do not regulate.
Now, this was just an informational hearing, so no action was taken. It's unclear exactly what the next steps will be, but Governor Newsom's administration is still apparently trying to come up with a plan to deal with those two upcoming refinery closures. Reporting at the state capitol, Ashley Zavala, KCRA 3 News.
Yeah, so self-created. He did it. It's his initiative. He just knows it looks really bad right now because he wants to run for president. Besides, once you get to be president, you can just shut this stuff down for the nation. Make sure China gets all of the profits in the factories and win-win. Or we could do it Trump's way. That's why that speech was so epic yesterday. Trump said epic things before, but every day we're less censored. And Trump says stuff like that on an international stage, the more people wake up. And that's what terrifies the left. Folks, Irina Zarudska, bill with her name on it, honoring her for her suffering as a direct consequence of Democrat cashless bond, Democrat policies. All they had to do was change. That's it. Democrats walked out in protest. Straight Republican Party line vote in North Carolina. It's really sad. It's really sad. They used to be able to pretend on a thing like this. You knew they hated to send criminals to prison and all, but they could still manage to just, you know, kind of choke that back and do it. Not anymore. They can't even pretend anymore. They all walked out. They don't want the death penalty for DeCarlos Brown. They don't. They see him as a fellow traveler and a potential voter. It's who they are and it's how they are. These are the kind of people who, when somebody over the weekend on Friday shoots into an ABC 10 newsroom in protest of Jimmy Kimmel's show being taken off the air, they let him go within 24 hours, bond him right out, even though he's got a kill list with Dan Bongino's name on it, Cash Patel's name on it, and Donald Trump's name on it in his car. The FBI had to go into the post-American territory there in California and pick him up. So is it any surprise they walked out rather than voting for a bill to make sure that young women aren't gutted anymore like she was, stabbed in the neck like that anymore like she was? Are you surprised? Honestly, they really should try pretending until the election. They probably could fool some people. I don't know why they can't do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.